弟兄姊妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这首诗歌《爱救了我》是我在得救的时候最喜欢唱的诗歌之一。
And this hymn, "Love Led Me," is one of the songs I love to sing when I was first saved.
说出我那时候真正的心情和感觉。
And because it talks about exactly how I felt.
我真是在罪海之中沉沦。
I was sinking deep in sin.
我真是盼望得着平安，却是得救无门。
I like to reach the peaceful shore, but I have no way to get there.
我呼求，但不知道帮助从何而来。
I cried out for help, but I don't know where the help will come from.
感谢主，这位沧海的真主宰听见了我的呼求。
I thank the Lord for this master of the sea heard my cry.
他从海中伸手救了我。
And he stretched out his hand and lifted me.
当我遇见了他，我就到了平安之岸。
Once I encountered this master, I reached the shore immediately.
到如今，这首诗歌还常常帮助我。
And even till today, this song helps me.
我当我一注重我的自己，当我一看见利益的时候，我又掉到罪海中。
Yeah, whenever my eyes are fixed upon myself or my own benefit, I will fall back into the sea.
所以主的爱要一再一再的天天的救我们。
That's why the Lord's love needs to again and again and on every day's basis to save us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你觉得软弱没有盼望的时候，永远都有一条路，就是来到主面前呼求他。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, whenever you feel that you are so weak and there seems to be no hope, there's always a way that we can be saved, that is to come to the Lord.
这位主是住在我们心中，知道我们所有的软弱和无能。
But this is the Lord who abides in our heart, fully understands all our weaknesses and inability.
所以每次你呼求他都听见，他必即刻来救你。
Therefore, every time when we cry out for help, he will hear it and he will come to rescue us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主多好啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we surely have a wonderful Lord.
多爱我们啊。
He surely loves us.
不要向他硬心。
Don't be hardened our heart toward him.
赶快多来祷告，亲近他。
But come close to him through prayer.
我们今天来看一个题目，是在就是彼此切实相爱。
This morning I'd like to share with you the theme, love each other deeply.
我们来看彼得前书第七、第八第四章第七、第八节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 7 and 8.
我们一同来读。
Let's read them together.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。在这段圣经里面说到万物的结局近了。
This verse tells us the end of all things is near.
我想所有神的儿女都会有这样的感觉。
And I believe many children got shared the same thought.
知道主来的日子很近了。
Knowing that the return of the Lord is very close.
我们这一次的夏令会的主题也是说到主耶稣基督的再来。
In the past summer conference, we also talk about the returning of the Lord.
我们盼望神的儿女真的我们能够在这个末了的日子里面能够警醒预备自己面对主的再来。
Therefore, may all the children of God prepare ourselves in these end days ready for his return.
所以我们盼望主能够今天借着主的话再提醒我们知道怎么样来预备自己。
And this morning I like to through the sharing of the word of the Lord, we will learn how to prepare ourselves.
那这里呢有提到说我们应当谨慎自守警醒祷告。
It says be clear-minded and self-control so that you can pray.
所以弟兄姊妹我们自己的光景我们要谨慎自守。
Therefore, as far as our own conditions concerned, we have to be clear-minded and self-controlled.
因为这个世界我们都知道罪恶到处都是。
Because we know sin is all over in this world.
而且人的心是越来越自私也越来越骄傲悖逆。
And the heart of man becomes more selfish and also more rebellious.
所以我们要保守自己活在神面前。
Therefore, we have to guard our hearts to live before the Lord.
那我们很多时候我们是做不来。
Many times we can't do it ourselves.
所以他说要警醒祷告。
Therefore, it says here so that you can pray.
我想很多时候我们都觉得主的话语实在太高了，实在做不到。
Sometimes we feel the word of Lord is just such a high standard. We are so hard to reach that.
弟兄姊妹，不是要你做，是需要更多祷告。
The brothers and sisters, the Bible did not want us to do ourselves, but through prayer.
主在里面会给我们力量，活出他自己来。
Because the abiding Lord will give us strength to live out what He says in the Word.
所以彼得告诉我们说，这个末了日子，我们对着自己呢，就是需要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Peter advises us.As far as how we deal with ourselves, is that we have to have clear mind and self-control so that we can pray.
那下面呢，他是说到我们要彼此切实相爱。
And the next verse talk about how we should love each other deeply.
所以教会呢，在这里在预备怎么样面对主呢？就是我们要更多的切实的彼此相爱。
Therefore, as far as the church is concerned, preparing for ourselves for His coming is that how we should love each other deeply.
我们每一个人能够爱耶稣，我们是很自然的。
It is very natural for us to love Jesus.
那主也真是很爱我们，我们什么样的软弱祷告，主都听也接纳我们。
And Jesus indeed loves us so much that no matter how weak we are and what kind of prayer we offer, He always listens.
但是他说，在这里最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱。
The Bible says above all, love each other deeply.
那就是说我们爱耶稣还是容易的，但我们彼此相爱是不容易的。
It is easy to love Jesus, but it's not easy to love one another.
教会的见证就是彼此相爱。
Yet the testimony of a church is to love each other.
这是主心中最关切的一件事。
Because that's what Jesus cares the most.
主给我们一条命令就是尽心尽意尽意尽力爱主神，并且还要爱人如己。
And the command from the Lord is to love God, Lord your God, with all your heart, all your mind, your soul, and your strength. And on top of that, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以很多时候我们觉得我们尽力我们自己爱神就够了，那别人我是管不了了。
Many times we feel, as long as I love God with all I have, that's enough. I can care less about other people.
但是主在这里借着主的话提醒我们，比这一切你爱主更重要的是要你要爱人。
But the Lord is reminding us, above all, which includes love for God, you have to love each other.
他说因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are all sinners.Saved by grace.
我们身上还有许多的软弱、罪和捆绑。
We are still under a lot of bondage of sins.
我们在每一天的生活、侍奉、许多工作里面，不断地显出我们的软弱、失败来。
In our daily walk, there are many chances that will reveal our failure and our weaknesses.
我们盼望主赦免我们，我们也需要弟兄姊妹的扶持、带导和帮助。
We not only need God's forgiveness over those sins, but also we need each other's prayer and support.
我们下面读约翰福音二十一章十五到十七节。
Let's read on John 21 verses 15 to 17.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次主对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。这段话是在主耶稣钉死十字架之后呢，门徒非常灰心的时候。
And this conversation occurred after Jesus' crucifixion when his disciples were very depressed.
所有的门徒都跑光了，他们觉得说，我们跟随耶稣没有指望，我们还是去打鱼吧。
Many followers scattered around because they felt there's no hope to follow Jesus anymore, so they returned to their old profession such as go fishing.
所以当他们一夜打鱼，什么都没有打着的时候，清早的时候，主耶稣来到海边向他们显现。
After one night of hard work, they caught nothing until close to dawn when Jesus appeared to them.
他们又饿又累又失望又灰心，主耶稣来把他们预备了早饭，然后请他们一同来吃。
They were so tired, so hopeless, so hungry. At that time, Jesus prepared breakfast for them.
这时候主当他们吃完早饭，主就对彼得说，你爱我比这些鱼和饼一切世上的供应更多吗？
And after they finished eating, Jesus asked them, do you truly love me more than these?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候主也问我们，你爱我比这世界一切的财富、利益、你的名声地位更多吗？
Many times, brothers and sisters, Jesus asks the same question. Do you love me more than all these things? Your wealth, your fame, your accomplishment?
彼得是非常软弱的，因为他曾三次否认主。
Peter was weak, for he has denied the Lord three times.
但是他还是对主说，从我深处里面我是爱你的。
Regardless, from the depth of his heart, he said, Lord, I love you.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神儿女很稀奇的地方。
This is the amazing thing about children of God.
我们非常的软弱失败，但我们的深处我们还是爱耶稣。
We can fail many times and have all these weaknesses, but deep down, we all love Jesus.
主耶稣是不看我们的软弱失败。
And Jesus does not focus upon our failure.
主还把很重要的一个托付给了彼得。
And he entrusts Peter with something very important.
就是主的羊。
Which is his sheep.
这是主心中最最关切的事。
For sheep are the thing that he cared about the most.
所以三次问他说，你爱我吗？
Therefore for three times he asked Peter, do you love me?
彼得后来真是不太敢答了，因为他实在否认主三次。
Up to the third time he dare not to answer anymore, for he has denied the name of the Lord three times.
但主还是把他的羊群托给他。
But still the Lord entrusts his sheep in him.
喂养我的小羊。
He said, feed my lambs.
牧养我的羊。
Take care of my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道主的心中最最关切的就是他的群羊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you know in the hearts of the Lord, what he cares about the most is his sheep.
不只是说我们爱耶稣就可以了。
It's not enough that we love Jesus.
不只我们享受主耶稣就可以了。
It's not okay, we just enjoy Jesus.
若是我们真的爱耶稣，我们会知道主耶稣心中最最大的他的心事是什么。
If we truly love Jesus, then we will know what he cares about the most.
就是他的群羊。
That's his sheep.
我们说万物的结局实在近了。
And we say the end of all things is near.
在圣经里面有很多提到最后末了时代的光景。
And in the Bible, many places talk about the condition in the end days.
到处都听见打仗和打仗的风声。
And you hear the news about having wars.
民攻打民，国攻打国。
And people will fight against people and nation against nation.
我想我们今天看一看这世界，真的没有一处好像有平安。
If you look around, there really is no peace in this world.
到处都是征战。
There are wars everywhere.
到处民和民都是不和睦。
And always disharmony among people.
世界是这样。
The world is in this condition.
我们的工作场合好像也是这样。
And think with our workplace.
好像我们的家有的时候也是这样。
Sometimes within our own household it's like a war zone.
好像都到处充满火药味。
And you smell all these explosives all the time.
这是末了时代的一个很重要的现象。
And that is the phenomenon for the end days.
也说到说这个世界有很多的天灾地震，许许多多的洪水，还有饥荒。
And the Bible also tells us at the end there are going to be all these natural disasters.
我们最近也这些年来，我们也注意地震是越来越多。
And you know the frequency of earthquakes are getting higher and higher these days.
而且它的这个震的那个级数都是越来越高。
And the degree of earthquake also increases.
所以很多人跟我们说，不要住在洛杉矶和加州，是太可怕的地方。
Therefore, many people want to move out of Los Angeles or California.
说这里呢是有地震。
Because we are supposed to have a huge earthquake.
所以地震听见了都叫人觉得很可怕。
Therefore, it's a dreadful thing to know there's earthquake coming.
地震引起海啸。
And then after earthquake, you have tsunami.
本来山上和海边房子是最贵的。
Usually the houses situated on top of the hills or by the ocean are the more expensive ones.
现在在山上和海边都最最不安全了。
No, but they become the most unsafe areas.
所以弟兄姊妹，你可以看见这一个天灾也是人不能人没办法的。
The natural disaster is something also beyond our control.
有的地方拼命下大雨，有发洪水。
And some places have so much rain, they have flood.
有的地方干得不得了，一滴水也不下。
And some places have no rain, they're so dry.
接下来的就会有饥荒了。
And then famine came in.
然后各式各样叫做瘟疫，各种各样的疾病。
And all kinds of sicknesses arose because of that.
这也是末了世代的一个现象。
That is also a condition in the end days.
还有一个情况呢，圣经也提到说，因为不法的事增多，人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
Another phenomenon that's cited in the Bible is that because all these illegal these bad things happen so much, the love of man decreased.
我们就可以看见，今天人都专顾自己都来不及了，赚钱都来不及了，实在没有什么爱。
Therefore, you see around us, there are many people don't even have time to make money for themselves, not to mention to care for others.
所以很多时候你觉得这世界上发生了许多事情，叫你觉得胆战心惊，太可怕了。
Therefore, many news and occurrences around us will just scare us.
所以教会要成为爱的见证，这是末了时代主重要的托付和使命。
Therefore, the Lord has entrusted us with this great mission that will become a testimony of love.
到最后人会发现没有地方能够找到爱，只有教会。
And gradually, people will notice that they cannot find true love anywhere but in His church.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主教我们活在末了时代一个很重要的使命。
And brothers and sisters, that is the mission that God has given us in the end days.
要我们能够彼此切实的相爱。
That we truly and deeply love each other.
所谓切实，不是说只有打招呼说你好吗？
To deeply love each other, not just to say hi or send your greetings.
并不是说只有聚会的时候我们来说我关心一下。
Not just to show your care when you meet each other in the church meeting.
乃是主说要切实的相爱，我们要看看怎么样切实法。
We have to see how do we actually and truly love each other.
所以在这个在约翰福音呢，就主三次呢对彼得有这样的呼召。
And therefore, for three times, the Lord had this calling for Peter in the book of John.
所以教会彼此相爱的生活和见证是主非常非常关心的。
We know the Lord cares a lot about the testimony of loving one another in His church.
所以我们今天呢会要提到说，我们弟兄姊妹在这里一起聚会，我们怎么样彼此关心，切实相爱。
So how can we truly care for each other and love each other in the meeting?
好，叫我们能够在我们的生活和我们的教会的生活里面，能够真的讨主的喜悦。
So that we can really please our Lord in our daily walk.
那在这里呢，他有三次呢说到要。喂养我的羊，牧养我的羊啊，还有喂养我的小羊。
Here the Lord says, "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep."
那第一件说的是喂养小羊。
First thing he said was the feeding of his lamb.
小羊就是刚刚生下来的羊。
Lambs are newborn sheep.
这是羊羔。
They're small sheep. They're lambs.
那所以许多神的儿女刚刚蒙恩来到神的家中得救，那就是那个小羊啊。
Therefore, many newborn Christians, when they come into the house of God, they're the lambs of God.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，这是我们大家都要特别关心的。
And these are the group people we need to pay more attention to.
好像我们家里生了一个小 baby 一样哈。
Just like when you have a newborn baby in your house.
那我想全家的人都是最注意他。
And I think that will be the focal point of your household.
那小羊呢？主说在这里是要喂养。
And the Lord says to feed them.
那就是说吃很重要，是不是？
Therefore, it's important for them to eat.
我们的 baby 也是一生下最重要，他什么都不会，他就会吃。
A newborn baby knew nothing but eating.
所以我们要使他的胃口好，吃得多。
So we make sure that he or she has good appetite so that we'll eat a lot.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要注意我们教会里面有刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, pay attention to the newborn Christians.
我们一方面要预备自己，就是谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。
On one hand, we have to be clear-minded and self-controlled so that we can pray.
我们怎么样来关心这些刚刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹呢？
And how do we care for these newborn Christians?
弟兄姊妹，我们是可以常常为他们祷告。
First, we can always pray for them.
也能够去关心他们。
And then care for them.
我们关心他们的时候，也许你觉得说，哎呦，我好像不会做什么，讲什么呢？
And many times you may feel that you're not eloquent enough or you're not capable enough to do something for them.
弟兄姊妹，一个刚蒙恩的人都是心里非常渴慕主，很容易带的。
Actually, brother and sister, a newborn Christian is very easy to lead because they all have this desire to know the Lord.
你只要照着你心里的负担，你去之前，你先好好为他祷告。
All you need to do is to pray earnestly before you visit them.
那一切要负责任的是主耶稣，不是我们。
And the Lord will take charge.
我只要表示我的爱心和关切就可以了。
All you need to do is to express to them my love and my care for them.
所以你去的时候呢，可以一面跟他交通，关心他，问他很多生活的事，一面里面也祷告。
When you talk to them during your visit,You can talk to them and you can also pray with them.
也许他很多问题你答不上来。
Maybe many times you don't have the answer to her question.
但弟兄姊妹，你永远有一件最可以容易做的事，就是我们一同来祷告。
But there's one thing we all can do, which is easy to ask that person to pray together with you.
我也不能解决。
Because I don't have a solution.
到如今我服侍三十年，我也不能解决。
I've been serving the Lord for over 3 decades now, but there are so many things I can't resolve.
永远我们的好牧人能供应一切的需要。
So I know our good shepherd is able to take care of all things.
所以我们去，我们就是听弟兄姊妹有这么多的为难，或者是他心中有什么样的渴慕。
So when you visit them, you just listen to all their problems and needs and conditions.
然后说我们一同来祷告。
And then we can invite them to pray together.
弟兄姊妹，那一个心哈，就是要把弟兄姊妹，我们都把带到主面前。
And the point is to bring our hearts to the Lord together.
有一个爸爸要出门去。
Once there was this father who he was about to go out of the house.
那当他要出门的时候呢，他就他的小儿子只有3岁，就问他说：“爸爸，你几时回来呀？”
And when he was about to leave, his 3-year-old son asked him, "Daddy, when are you coming back?"
他爸爸就是9月的时候快秋天才要回来。
And his daddy was not going to come back until fall in September.
但是呢，他爸爸就觉得这个三岁的小孩很难领会什么九月啊，他不能明白这事。
But he realized the little boy would not comprehend what does it mean by fall or September.
所以呢，他就抱起他的儿子来，对他说。
So he picked up the boy and said.
他说你看对面有一棵树嘛。
So look at the tree.
他说等那棵树啊，它变黄了，它变红了。
When the leaves on the tree started turning yellow or red,
然后这个叶子全都掉下来了
and they all fell to the ground,
那时候爸爸就要回来了
That's the time I'm coming back.
所以这个儿子呢，天天就起来就注意那棵树
Therefore, the little boy would get up every day and take a look at the tree.
注意看那个树什么时候变黄变绿呀
Close attention to the color of the leaves. When does it turn color?
等啊等啊，怎么天天还是这么绿呢
And every day he looked, it's still green.
再等再等还是不变绿还是不变黄
look, it still hasn't changed color.
他问他妈妈说他什么时候才变色啊
So he said, Mom, when will the leaves turn color?
妈妈说他会的爸爸怎么说他就会怎么做的
Mom says, it will surely change one day, just as Daddy has said.
你只要耐心你等
Just be patient.
有一天它变黄了
One day, leaves turn yellow.
有一天变红了
turn red.
一夜大雨刮大风过了以后满地都是叶子
After a big rain overnight, the leaves all fell to the ground.
这个小孩子好高兴开了门跑到院子里面
The boy was so happy, he opened the door and ran to the yard.
然后用脚踢了那些树叶
And keep on kicking the trunk of the tree.
大声欢呼拍手说爸爸要回来喽爸爸要回来喽
And shout for joy, says, oh, daddy's comingDaddy's coming back.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们可以跟所有刚蒙恩弟兄姊妹说到主要回来嘞。
Therefore, brother, sister, we can always share the good news with the newborn Christian, the fact that Jesus is coming back.
所有从刚刚蒙恩神的儿女都会渴慕主的回来
耶。And any newborn Christian will have this love and desire for his return.
只要我们的心能够向主敞开。
But also, we open our heart toward him.
只要我们的心愿意更多来祷告主耶稣。
As long as we're willing to pray to the Lord more.
所有主的话就会对我们越来越真实。
The words of the Lord will become more real to us.
有一个君王他很亲信的一个大臣死了。
And once was this king, he had this dear subordinate.
那他想要招聚天下所有有贤能的人来代替这个位置。
So he was looking around the world to find another capable man to take his place.
好来，最后呢，来了三个人来应征。
And three men came forward for interview.
一个是科学家。
One is a scientist.
一个是哲学家。
One is a philosopher.
还有一个是基督徒。
And one was a Christian.
然后呢，这个君王说，好，给你们三天准备的时间，第四天呢就要来考试了。
So the king says, let me give you 3 days to prepare for the exam, and after 3 days, I will interview you.
所以呢，这个科学家呢就开始呢思想怎么样要做各种样的实验来预备。
And therefore, the scientist started preparing, thinking about all kinds of experiments so that he can be more ready for the test.
哲学家呢就是用思想呢拼命想，拼命想怎么样能够预备自己。
And the philosopher kept on thinking all these theories so that he can be made.Better ready.
看很多的书。
He read a lot of books in those 3 days.
那基督徒，你想他做什么
？Guess what would the Christian do?
祷告嘛，是不是？你看我每个都知道啊。
We all know that.
就这么样大难题来的时候，只能祷告嘛。
When a great challenge came forward, the only thing we can do is to pray.
好，所以他照样呢，吃饭、睡觉、散步，然后祷告。
He still go through his daily routine, but he pray a lot.
到了第四三天过了第四天，通通来应试。
On the fourth day, they all came to the king.
那个国王说呢，好了，你们呢这个都进到一个房间去，每人进一间。
And the king sent them each one to an individual room.
这里呢有一把锁。
He said, now I have a key.
这个锁呢它是没有钥匙的。
There's a lock, there's no key.
他说呢，你们都进去以后，我就关起来锁上。
And once you all enter in the room, the door will be locked.
然后呢，你们就要想看怎么样能走出来。
But you have no key to come out. You have to figure a way to come out of it.
好，三个人都进去了，门锁关起来。
So they all went into separate rooms and the door was shut.
这个科学家就是头痛了，看怎么样做实验呢，把这个锁能打开。
And the scientists tried to experiment to see how to open the door.
那这个哲学家呢也在苦思看看要怎么样能够寻到这个谜底。
And the philosopher trying to figure out the clue so that he can open the door.
那基督徒做什么？
And what would that Christian do?
祷告，对不对？
Yeah,
祷告。好，祷告以后呢，好，过了不久呢，基督徒走出来了。
And after he prayed for a while, the Christian walked out of the room.
这个国王说，你怎么这么快走出来了？
And the king says, how did you come out so fast?
他说我就进去我就跪下来祷告啊。
He said, I went in the room and knelt down and prayed.
里面就有一个声音跟我说。
And that there's a voice whispering within.
门根本没有锁。
The door was not locked.
所以我就起来门就开了、
so、
我就出来了。
Opened the door and walked out.
弟兄姊妹你觉得有很多很多的困难吗？
Do you feel there's so many difficulties in your life?
你觉得很多很多的问题打不开吗？
And you feel there's so many questions that cannot be resolved.
祷告，主耶稣会告诉你。
Just pray, the Lord will give us answer.
只要顺服主，所有的问题会很容易的解决。
As long as we're willing to obey the Lord, everything will be easily resolved.
我们常在黑暗中，但主在光中。
We walk in the dark all the time, but the Lord.
不要担心解决问题，不要想。
So don't worry about how I solve this problem or that problem.
要更多来祷告。
But pray to the Lord.
这就是给小羊最好的喂养。
And that is the best kind of feeding you can provide.
然后要牧养我的羊。
And then Jesus says, take care of my sheep.
羊要慢慢长大了。
The lamb will eventually grow up.
就像小孩子慢慢长大了，光吃是不够的。
Just like as kids are growing up, you cannot just feed them.
那你要教他们。
You have to educate them.
你必须要告诉他们怎么样是神的心意。
And you have to tell them what is the will of the God.
怎么样能够相信并且顺服。
How can you trust and obey?
那所有很多弟兄姊妹，我想我们生活里都有各式各样的难处。
And I believe there are all kinds of difficulties in our life.
有的时候失业啦。
Sometimes we lose our job.
家庭里面夫妻之间、儿女之间搞得焦头烂额。
And sometimes there's a problem in our relationship within the family.
或者公司里面这个老板、同事处得不好。
Or I have problem dealing with my coworkers.
当我们去关心弟兄姊妹的时候，他提出这些问题，真是叫我们很难知道这要是怎么样做好。
When you try to take care of sheep and they have encountered problems like that, it would be very hard for us to resolve their problems.
弟兄姊妹，我们还是一样的。
But same thing, brothers and sisters.
我们要带到我们的牧人面前。
We have to bring them to the presence of the master.
我们听弟兄姊妹跟我们讲说他多少多少的艰难。
We will listen to our brothers and sisters' problems.
啊，我们可以一同来祷告。
So that we can pray together after.
这并不是说我们不可以跟他们讲到一些圣经，说到一些原则，
都是好的。I'm not saying that we cannot teach them what's said in the Bible. That's good.
啊，但是呢，有一样很重要的事，我告诉你们，这是一个原则，你抓住了就容易了。
Yet the principle is very important for us to hold on to.
在在加州北部呢，有一个海滩呐、啊，叫做卵石滩。
And there is this beach in Northern California.
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach.、
啊那这个这个卵石滩呢，就是它的海岸边有许多很美丽的卵石。
It's called Pebble Beach because there are many beautiful pebbles along the seashore.
那那个海岸是有很多的悬崖峭壁。
And there are also many cliffs.Along the way,
那日日夜夜就有那个很狂妄的海浪，不断不断的那个击打那个磐石那些峭壁。
The waves of the ocean continually strike upon those cliffs.
那些峭壁就是被打碎下来很多的石头呢，日夜呢都被那个海水冲击呢、拍打呢、击打，最后呢它就变成很圆很光滑的石头。
And many rocks on the cliffs, through the hitting of the waves, come down and then keep on rewash in the ocean. They become very smooth, become pebbles.
哦，好像看来真是海浪无情哈。
And on one hand, you feel that the wave is just too strong and never have mercy for the cliff.
天天这些石头要送到这么大的拍打冲击啊。
Every day, these broken pieces of stones or rocks have to go through the striking forces of the ocean.
但是那个结果是什么呢？
But what was the end result of this work?
世界各地的人都知道这一个卵石滩很有名。
Is that the beach has become so famous?
都喜欢来到这里呢，来捡这些卵石。
Many people around the world will come to the beach just to pick up those smooth rocks.
那些软石头又美丽又圆又光滑。
They're so beautiful and so smooth.
他们捡了回家以后呢，放在客厅啊，最好的地方装饰。
And people will bring these stones back as their decoration in the house.
我们会看见很多的岩石峭壁，那里没有海浪的拍打。
And there are some cliffs that they don't go through as strong as a striking force.
也有很多的山洼地方有很多的卵石碎石，却从来没有人去捡。
And also, you see other places that are full of rocks and stones, but no one will bother to pick them up.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为所有平静的生活。
Because any peaceful life
使你显得那么粗糙而平庸。
Will reveal one fact that we're very ordinary and very rough.
你喜欢有光滑美丽那个表现吗？
Do you like to have beautiful and smooth manifestation?
像基督的那个美丽从我们身上彰显吗？
Do you like to have the beauty of Jesus Christ?
主的爱、主的温柔、主的平安从我们每件生活事上表现吗？
Do you like to manifest the love, peace and joy of the Lord in every aspect of your life?
所以主给我们有这么多的环境。
That's why the Lord allows us to go through difficulties.
要叫我们成为光滑美丽的石子。
So that we can become smooth and beautiful in the process.
早晨我来讲道的时候就要擦皮鞋。
And this morning before I came here, I have to shine my shoes.
我涂上了那个油，然后就要把它擦亮。
And apply the shoe shine, and I rub it and make it shining.
当我在擦鞋的时候
，While I was shining my shoes,
主说
，The Lord said,
油已经给你了
，I have given you the anointment.
但是就是需要擦。
What you need to do is rub against it.
圣灵已经给我们了。
The Holy Spirit has been given to us.
那就是圣经说的最宝贵的圣膏油。
And that is the most precious anointment we can have.
每一个神的儿女都得着了。
This is something that every one of us has.
但是就需要在环境里面把你擦亮。
But the things we need to use it and shine out.
越擦就越亮。
The more we use it, the shinier we become.
不擦就不亮。
If we don't bother to apply it, then we won't shine.
每一个神的儿女都是主耶稣说买来用血买来的宝贵的器皿。
Every one of us is a precious vessel that God has purchased with His own blood.
但是只有主耶稣知道他要怎么样制作这器皿，然后在什么地方来用这个器皿。
But only Jesus knows how to work and where to use us.
所以弟兄姊妹，主给你许多的环境，也许你不能领会。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you may be in a condition you don't understand why the Lord allows it.
但主就让这些的环境使你那个粗糙的棱角通通给你磨平了。
But through these difficulties, we can be worked upon and become smooth.
好叫主能够使用我们。
So that the Lord can use us.
每一个美丽光滑的宝石。
Every smooth and beautiful diamond
都是由许多的眼泪堆积的。
It's accumulated through many work of tears.
弟兄姊妹，这是主永远做工的原则。
This is always the principle of the Lord's work.
我们心里只要领会这个原则，我们就能安慰并鼓励弟兄姊妹。
As long as we understand this is how the Lord works, then we are able to comfort others.
我自己是这样经历。
I've experienced the Lord that way.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是一样。
And everyone would experience that way.
所以弟兄姊妹，你可以把你自己的经历跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Therefore, you can share what you have.Learn with others.
也可以鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们一同来学习，一同来祷告。
You can encourage others to learn together and pray together.
弟兄姊妹，这就是牧养神的羊。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how we take care of the sheep of God.
就把我们自己所经历的来带到弟兄姊妹面前。
Is to share with others what we have experienced.
当你觉得你没有办法的时候，那我们就来祷告。
When you feel that I'm out of wit and I can just.Let's pray together.
很多的时候患难试炼好像不是一下过去。
And many times the trials may last a while.
所以这时候真的需要许多弟兄姊妹的扶持安慰并鼓励。
And that's the time we really need each other's support and prayer and comfort.
我们都不能做什么主掌权。
We cannot do anything, but the Lord is in control.
但我们在这个试炼期间可以彼此安慰和扶持。
Yet in this time of trial, what we can do is to comfort and support one another.
这是我们都通都需要的。
This is something we all need.
那最后呢主也说要喂养我的羊。
And lastly, the Lord said, feed my sheep.
那这时候的羊呢已经慢慢长大了。
Now sheep is a grown up lamb.
但是呢我们也说我们身上有许多的软弱我们常常会失败跌倒。
Yet, even though we're grown up, we still have a lot of weaknesses and failures.
很多的难处我们越不过。
And there are difficulties we cannot overcome.
这个环境一直在我们身上试炼我们我们就信心软弱我们就坚持不下去我们就倒下去
Many times a difficult situation lasts too long to a point that we will lose our faith and fail
所以圣经又说、当、弟兄、偶然被过犯所胜我们就要用温柔的心去把它挽回过来
That's why the Bible says once in a while if our brother is overcome by sin we need to use gentleness to help them
但是就是要谨慎免得自己也被引诱
But in the meantime be alertful so that you will not fallinto the same trap.
所以弟兄姊妹当我们看见很多弟兄姊妹的失败软弱我们要带着一个温柔的心盼望去挽回
Therefore when we see people fall or fail try to bring them back with a gentle heart
我们当看弟兄姊妹有失败软弱的时候我们第一个反应就是觉得不该你不对就是一个定罪
Usually our first reaction toward people's failure is to condemn them
这一个定罪、论断的呢就会叫我们彼此产生更多的争执或者不和对不对
Yet that condemnation will bring nothing but more disharmony in our relationship
所以这时候呢你是不能挽回他的
There's no way we can bring them back like that
若是我们知道我是这样的光景我是不能帮助我的弟兄
Be clear if you feel that way about others then we are not in a condition we can help them
那我怎么办呢
Then what can I do
第一件事情我们说就是要谨慎自守警醒祷告
First thing is to have a clear mind and have self-control and pray.
当我看见我是这样情形的时候我第一件事情要为我自己祷告。
If I realize I'm in that kind of condemnating spirit, then I need to pray for myself.
我求主赦免我。
I ask the Lord to forgive me.
这就是我的本相。
Because this is my condition.
这我是不会爱人的。
That I don't know how to love.
我也不要挽回人。
And I don't know how to bring them back.
我看他就不顺眼我不要挽回他。
The minute I lay my eyes on that person, I just don't like that person.
但是我可以来到主面前说主啊求你拯救我你不是这样
But I can, what I can do is to come to the Lord and say Lord help me because you are not like me
当你自己不断地为自己的光景祷告主会做事在我们身上
When you keep on praying for your own condition that's the time the Lord will work upon you
主会把他的爱充满我让我里面的论断审判能够过去
He will fill me with his love so that I won't judge or condemn others
所以弟兄姊妹不要让你的论断和不满一直留在我们里面
Therefore do not allow those condemnation or dissatisfaction toward others stay within us too long
所以不是只有你有我也有
not only you feel that way I have that same problem
我们都是罪人，是一样情形。
Because we're all sinners, that's our condition.
那最重要的就是你要快快知道你的情形来祷告主。
The most important is to realize our condition and pray to the Lord.
求主来拯救我。
Ask the Lord to deliver us.
那主会慢慢做事，让你的审判的感觉除掉，然后能有把一个平安，看见这位弟兄姊妹里面没有定罪。
And what the Lord will do is to help you to get rid of those feelings, and then you will see what the need the brother has.So that you can help them.
但这时候呢，你还不能去。
But that's not time to go help that person yet.
我还没有力量能够把他带回来，对不对？
Because I don't have the strength to bring him back yet.
我要有更多的爱和温柔，还有聪明智慧，能够把他挽回过来。
I need more love, more gentleness, and more wisdom so I can help him.
所以我会知道，主啊，我能不能帮助我弟兄？也许我还不能。
So we will know whether we're ready or not.
所以我还要为自己祷告。
If not,Then we should continue to pray for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这种事在我们的家中太多了，对吧？
And this happened all the time in the house of God, isn't it?
在家中就是很好的学习。
And this happened a lot at home. That's a good time to learn.
若你家里人你都没法挽回，你真是很难挽回弟兄姊妹。
If you can't even help your own family members, how can you help other brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姊妹，主给我们太多的机会显明我们这个人，实在不行哈。
The Lord has given us so many opportunities to see the fact that I'm really not able to do it.
但是主愿意救我们。
But the Lord is willing to help us.
所以主能够给我们一个温柔的心，给我们有一个爱的心，愿意得回我的弟兄来。
Because he's able to give us a loving and gentle heart so that I can bring my brother back to him.
所以这时候我预备好了，我能去看我的弟兄姊妹。
And once I reach that point, I'm ready to visit this brother or sister.
但是我们知道遇见这样的弟兄姊妹是不容易。他说你为什么来？我对这没兴趣，你不要来管我，我就是要这样做。
And you know, it's indeed a great challenge to visit someone that's inTrapped in sin because they may rebuke you. Say, mind your own business. Why are you visiting me?
有一个弟兄是一位很好的医生。
And there was this Christian. He's also a medical doctor.
他看病人呢，他是蛮好的医生，所以他通常看病呢，他大概知道说这个病人大概两三服药或者是。吃了马上就会好。
He's a very good doctor, and he's able to tell after how many taking of medicine this patient will be healed.
但是呢，他通常呢会祷告主呢，他不会立刻就给你两三服药叫你吃的立刻好。
But many times he will not just prescribe according to his knowledge. He will pray first.
他看看主要叫他给几服药。
He will see how much prescription he's supposed to give according to the Lord's instruction.
也许主说，也许啊，叫主说好，这一次呢要给他八服药。
And for example, the Lord may say, give him 8 takings.
我想我们做病人呢，去看医生都巴不得医生一次就把我看好，对不对
？And a patient would like for doctor to heal us immediately.
若是这医生呢，两三次、三次还没看好，这个医生无能，我都换医生了。
If after 2-3 times he still cannot help you, then you will change doctors.
他怎么都看不好呢
？How come he cannot heal me？
但是呢，这个医生呢，他就是祷告主，然后呢，他就好像看来很慢的样子。
But this Christian doctor will pray to the Lord, so it seems take longer for him to work.
他在这里面呢，我就是说，他要到底要在做什么呢
？And you wonder why is he trying to do?
主给他一个聪明智慧。
The Lord has given him intelligence.
就是借着这样的一段时间。
And through time like that.
使这个弟兄呢，慢慢就是求给主给他智慧，明白说这个病人为什么会生这个病。
And in the process, the Lord will gradually teach him to understand how this patient got sick in the first place.
这个环境是什么原因造成他这个病
？What kind of factors trigger his sickness?
他的心理状况是什么原因造成这个病
？Maybe there's a mental factor.
所以他当利用这样的一个长的时间，他就更多的了解他的病人，不只是身体的病，更是心灵的病。
Therefore, by lengthening the healing process, he will be able not to understand his physical condition, many times his mental condition.
所以当他的七八服药给他吃完的时候
，Therefore, after he finishes treatment.
他这个病人不止身体好了
，Not only the patient is healed physically，
心灵也健康了
，But many times psychologically he's also healed。
你知道主耶稣在我们身上就是这样做的
，And this is how the Lord works upon us。
很多时候他的环境领导我们顶觉很艰难过不去
，Many times we may be in a condition we feel it's so hard。
然后呢，一直好像时间很长。
And it lasts so long.
难道主无能，不能够立刻救我们吗？
Then you may have a question: Is the Lord incapable? Can He just help me now?
主当然他是全能的、全智慧的、全丰富的，他怎么不能立刻医治你呢？
Of course, the Almighty Lord can heal us in no time.
但是他为什么要搞那么久，都不让这事情过去呢？
But why would He allow the process to last so long?
弟兄姊妹，主有他的目的。
There's a purpose, brother.
甚至于让我们失败跌倒
，sometimes even allow us to fall in the process，
叫我们能谦卑
，so that we'll become humbled，
叫我知道说我跟别人差不多，我是无能的
，knowing that I'm just like everybody else， I'm not capable，
使我能够知道说我所有的骄傲都是虚假的
，knowing that all my pride is useless。
嗯、在主面前谦卑也在人面前会谦卑
So we'll be humbled before God and before man
所有我看不起别人犯的错今天也都在我身上
And I used to criticize people for their faults The same fault has occurred to me
所以弟兄姊妹主是这样的愿意挽回我们
And this is how the Lord wants to bring us back to him
有长久的忍耐和温柔
He has his everlasting patience and gentleness
所以我们去看有失败软弱的弟兄姊妹也是这样
Therefore we should have the same manner when we visit other brothers and sisters who have fallen into problems
不要积极的责备
Don't be in a hurry to rebuke them.
不要积极的想做什么把它拉起来。
Don't try to pick them up.
主耶稣会做。
The Lord will work on them.
但是我们可以去然后了解然后为他祷告。
But what we can do is to go visit them, to sympathize with them, and to pray for them.
人会显出许许多多失败软弱的光景我们都可以在爱中包容并且祷告。
And in love, we can encompass all these failures this person manifests.
主愿意我们在末了的时代这样的关心神的儿女。
And this is how the Lord wants us to care for each other in the house of God in end days.
教会里面每一只神的羊都需要有人关心和照顾。
And every sheep in the house of God needs to be taken care of by somebody.
甚至于像我们这些传道人也是只不过是神的一只羊。
And even us, servants of God, nothing but sheep of God.
我们也有很多的失败，也有软弱。
We often fail. We have a lot of weaknesses.
我们需要一同在这里彼此关心扶持。
Therefore, we need to help each other and support each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，你觉得到底是哪个羊要我关心呢？
You may say now, which sheep should I care?
你可以祷告
Pray
也许一开始我们没有很多力量没有关系
Maybe initially we're not very capable of taking care of many
主若给你一个感动就是这一个你就天天为他祷告
But if the Lord put a person in your heart then that's the one just pray for that person every day
等到你里面有负担主感动你你就打个电话给他
Until the Lord moves you and you have this burden for that person call that person
然后慢慢主会给你力量有去看他一次
And little by little, the Lord will give you strength so that you can visit that person.
去的时候带着祷告的心去。
Go with a prayerful heart.
照着你的负担，照着你的度量。
According to your burdens and whatever you can do.
圣灵会一点一点的教导我。
The Holy Spirit will teach us little by little.
弟兄姊妹，这是主心中最大的心事。
And that is the greatest thing that matters to him.
让我们每一个神的儿女在这里体贴主的心。
So that let's be mindful what's important to Jesus.
所以在末了的时代这是一件最大的事。
And in the end days, this is the greatest thing.
要彼此切实的相爱。
That we love each other deeply.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
弟兄姊妹不难的。
It's not hard, brothers and sisters.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
好好祷告
Pray
我们的牧人会带领我们
Our dear shepherd will guide us
开始的时候一只
Initially you may take up one sheep
然后会有两只
And maybe two afterwards
好像妈妈一手带一个
Just like a mom with both hands you can take two kids
然后呢你就有力量带三个
And then before you know you can take care of three
弟兄姊妹耶稣基督在我们里面是那个生命能力会慢慢增加长大
Because the life and the strength of the Lord Jesus who abides in us will gradually grow up
主耶稣巴不得每一个人都成为一个小牧人
It's his desire that every one of us become a small shepherd
体贴主的心肠
To care about what the Lord cares
关心他的群羊。
To be mindful of things regarding his sheep.
我们爱弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹也常常爱我们，会纪念我们扶持。
When we love our brothers and sisters, many times we experience their love for you.
好，叫我们在末了艰难的日子，能够跟随主，一直到见他的面。
So that we'll be able to follow the Lord all the way until the day we see the Lord.
求主来祝福他的教会。
May the Lord bless His church.
Let's sing hymn 105.
Let's sing hymn 105.
预备来。
Together.
我称身沉醉海中，愿你平安之安，我会纵然渡，永远沉沦无望，但是长海正住在问我愿望。